So right when I walked in, someone asked me, "Rebbe, what's the title of your vav?" Wasn't sure. But now I have a title. You know, there's a famous song, a Kinneret. Shlita told me that he remembers when Baruch Chaik made up the song. He was branching by him in Montreal. Kinneret is the Shiva Gadol of Montreal. Baruch Chaik was branching by him. And Baruch Chaik made the song. I think it's probably to the words of Nachum Rabbi Breslov, because I never saw it any other place, which has become a cult favorite. I remember once I stayed by some Breslov guy's house for Shabbos, and he had this most unbelievable painting, this 3D painting, where you look like you were walking on this narrow bridge. And the name of the song, obviously, is Kol Om Kulo Gesher Tsar Ma'od. The entire world is a very, very dangerous narrow bridge. Rav Nachman has some words after that about Emunah and Pachad, but that's not what we're darshaning today. The first part of that song, Kol Om Kulo Gesher Tsar Ma'od, I think is a beautiful introduction title to top of what I'm talking about. Today's topic is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. But that's really the Gesher Tzar Ma'od. How so? It's clear from Chazal, and Yisrael Salanter was very big in talking about this, that Chas V'Shalom, someone who's pogea in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that's a very, very serious aveira. And Chas V'Shalom to pogea and to hurt like another person's feelings, it's not like, okay, I guess sometimes, it'd be better to say Kriya Shema with the brachos. But I guess sometimes you say Kriya Shema without the brachos, davening late. Sometimes you misopik on what bracha to make, so you made a bidi avid bracha instead of a chachila bracha. No, that's not the way of Yisrael's lanter view of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Yisrael's perspective on an aveira, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, is it's a tremendous, tremendous crime. It's a very, very big, dangerous aveira, which that's what's underneath the bridge. You're walking across a bridge, which as a shalom person doesn't stay on the path of the bridge, you fall down into the Grand Canyon. Hundreds of miles, talk about ping pong, whatever all the games used to be called. Inside. Pinball. Yeah, you don't want to fall down. Jagged edges. Not a schmuck. But really, the other part of the mashal called Gesher Tzar Ma'od, the bridge, I think is also a very good mashal to describe Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. I think there, when you walk on a bridge, you obviously have to be very careful not to fall over. And there's a balance you have to have when you're walking on this bridge. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's probably not an area that has so much of a balance like it. I thought it really comes up in two aspects. One aspect is really understanding, there's this big aveira of Chas V'Shalom hurting another person's feelings, being insensitive to a person. So what really makes it a major balance is that for some people, you could tell a joke to, you could kibitz with them, and the guy loves it. Oh my gosh, I love when he jokes around with me. You do the same thing to another guy in the yeshiva, like he felt you just took a dagger and like stabbed it in his heart. He said the same type of joke to two different guys in the yeshiva. Yeah, but to one guy, he's cool with it. That joke really hits him well. The other guy, the same attitude, the same type of joke vis-a-vis another guy, your mom stabbed him, you shot him. And in our mashal, that means you just fell off the bridge and just careened to the bottom of a major canyon. It's a very, very delicate balance. If a person is just on the autopilot, I act the same way to every person. You might be uplifting one person, but that same type of joke, same type of line that you said to one guy is a tremendous kilkel, tremendous pagam, tremendous hurt to another person. So So right there is a major balance. Person has to know what might be good and sensitive and okay to joke around with one person. That same joke, you got 3 stars when you told it over to your friend. He was reminding you, oh, I remember that time you pulled that joke on me. But you do the same joke to another person, it's the biggest pagam if he experiences so much hurt and so much anguish. Chas v'shalom, a person really hurt. So that's one balance a person has to have, ben al chavera. Knowing that for one person, this is a good thing, another person, this is a horrible thing. So too, there's another element of ben al chavera, the balance. Is that many times, when it comes to ben al chavera, sliding people, chas v'shalom, we never mean to do it. So it's not just I misjudged, I thought he'd like this joke. I thought he's okay with me reminding him about those times. But there's another element of ben al chavera where you just don't realize it, you don't recognize it. Unfortunately, the way people are is when you wake up in the morning, the first person you think about is not your neighbor sleeping underneath you or your chavrusa that might be waiting for you in the base matters. Usually the first person you think of when you wake up in the morning is yourself. And most people by nature are self-focused and they're super focused on themselves and not necessarily focused on somebody else. So it's so easy for a person to get caught up in his own life, get caught up even in a kosher, what you call Avodas Hashem, but miss out on your interactions with other people. And this is something where Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is famous for talking about this inyan. There are multiple stories. Right, there's one story, I want to tell 2 stories right now, this Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The one famous story, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter during El once asked a guy what time it was. Because he didn't have a watch. Or maybe in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's perspective, maybe that's just a Pesach, like a Meir Shuster. Just to get the guy's attention and give him Moser Shmos. But he asked the guy what time it was. And the guy was so caught up in his Avodas Hashem for Elo, like, he didn't realize Rabbi Saul was talking to him. He was like, he was in the Musa B'Spilus, he was making Cheshbon and Nefesh, whatever it was. And Rabbi Saul proceeded to give this person Tochacha. He says, just because you're involved in your Avodas Hashem, why do I have to lose out because of it? And Rabbi Yisrael went on, you know, to give the guy Musar, that, hey, don't you realize you're not the only one in the room? Don't you realize there are other people there? And you have to be careful in terms of what you do. There's another story, which I think it's okay for me to say, because I found it in print. Unfortunately, Yeshiva doesn't have the sefer, so you just have to trust me on it. That's in print, so that's much I can say. You know, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a few major Talmidim. You know, Yitzchak Blazer was one of them, Naftali Amsterdam, the Altar of Kelm. Those are probably the three most famous. But the 4th most famous is also a pretty famous person. Most people don't know he's a Talmud of Yisrael, too. His name was Rabbi Yosef Yaisel. Anyone know Rabbi Yosef Yaisel? Rabbi Yosef Yaisel, last name Horowitz, was the Altar of Navarik. Famous Navarik yeshivas, Yosef Yaisel Horowitz was the founder of them. He was a Talmud of the altar of Islam of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So one time, it says during El, that the altar Navarik was very into his Avodas Hashem. And maybe he was the guy from the time story, from the watch story, but it doesn't say in the way. But he saw that. Rabbi Saul saw that he was like very into his Avodas Hashem. He didn't realize his Rebbe, Rabbi Saul Salanter, was there. So Rabbi Saul went, felt it was the right time to give his Talmud to Chacha, and told him, do you realize the halacha? Halacha is that Yeshol B'Shalom, if your Rebbe comes to you during Kriya Shema, then I'm prokim. I'm so back. Let's go through the different halachas. But if your Rebbe comes to you, then you have to answer him. So they hear what that means. It means you're involved in being mekabel ol malchus shemayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's another, if there's benam l'chavero, here at Dargo of a Rebbe, then you have to be mafsik to answer your Rebbe. So how do you get caught up in your avodas Hashem and miss the fact that I'm here? Rabbi Yisrael was Tovayah from this Talmidim. You know, this, Rabbi Yisrael doesn't consider this like Lefnim Mishur Sedin. He considers this halacha. That a person, of course, you're supposed to put in all the effort and be a very driven, motivated person and utilize Aseres Meitshuva and utilize these days as days that you are super focused on tshuva and perfecting oneself and getting making yourself better. But that comes with a price tag. You can't chas v'shalom lose focus and in some small way even be pogea on someone else's kavod or not notice other people who are there. And hey, Maish, you want to do something? I'm sorry, I'm very busy with tshuva. Okay, you have to know there's a balance. Sometimes, you know, I'm not saying you have to spend, you know, 24/7 playing basketball if everybody wants to play basketball in LL because you need a 10th guy to play. But a person does need, in some way, to be careful about, you know, other people's feelings. So that's, I think, part of this balance. It's Geshert Sar Ma'od of Bein Alach Avera. Another example. This I know I heard straight from the Torah of Ram's son. That he told me that his father spent a lot of time working on the Midah of Sefer Panim Yafos. Now, Sefer Panim Yafos maybe includes the case I was talking about before, knowing what type of jokes to tell which guys. But it's much broader than that. Just the way you greet another person is a big deal. How, when you see a person in the morning, how you relate to him, how you act to him. You know, if this guy's not a morning person, if you say, hey, good morning, how you doing? In an overly excited way, the guy might want to punch you in the face. It's not exactly the best way to interact with him. To him, you have to know how to do it. Hey, what's up? Good morning. You're more subdued. To other guy who is more jolly, so then you should be more jolly. But it's the same type of thing. You have to weigh each person differently. So I just found it in Sefer. There would be Sorrel Salanter had a vow with his Talmidim to work on Sefer Panim Yafos. Maybe that's where the Masorah came, that the Torah of Avram Gudinsky worked on it. Because he realized it's a very complicated parsha. I remember as a young bacher, I visited the Torah of Avram's son when he told me that his father worked on Sefer Panim Yafos for like 2 years. I said, he worked on smiling to people for 2 years? Like, really, that takes 2 years? And that was a stupid Chofetz Chaim hack from a young kid. If he really understood what it entailed interacting with different people, it really is a Geshert Sar Ma'od. If Chas V'Shalom, you're pogan someone else's kavod, if you treat, you know, a certain guy the wrong way, you have to know. I'll give you another tzir. It comes up all the time. Right? You're fighting with a guy and learning. So it could be your Chavrusa is used to or can handle. You know, he says a pshat, hey, what a stupid pshat was that? You fight with him, and you end up saying something. You say it harsh, he handles it. You say that to somebody else sitting right next to you, like the guy's devastated. What do you mean? Rebbe, it's Mar Kedushin, Mitchil Nasa Oivim. You have to know what Mar Kedushin means, buddy. For one person, you could take your screaming at, and the other one, he doesn't like to be the one being screamed at that everyone on the other side of the base manager can hear. Okay. So a person has to be very, very careful, save upon yafos, any type of interaction, fighting and learning. What could the other person take? What can he take? And then I have to tell you this story. I've done a lot of research on this story over the years. I just found a few other aspects just earlier today. the famous Maaser with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and a young Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was alive, was a youngster, while Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was the Gadol Hadar. And after he finished his Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he went to Rabbi Yisrael for Haskama. Rabbi Yisrael said, okay, let me see the Sefer and see if I give you Haskama. But Maisa, it's known that Rabbi Yisrael had tremendous respect for the Chafetz Chaim. He escorted him out of his room when they met. All the Talmidim were like taken aback. The Chafetz Chaim was a relatively young Avrich when he put out the Sefer. But the Chafetz Chaim escorted him out. They say that the Chafetz Chaim, that Rabbi Yisrael, had two Svarim in his talis back. One was in Sefer Mesillas Yesharim, and one was in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So he was really machsh of the Sefer. He carried it around all the time. And there are other stories how Rabbi Yisrael talked to his Talmidim, that Rabbi Yisrael Meir wrote a Sefer in Lashon Hara, and now you guys have to write Svarim and E on all the other Midos. Didn't really happen. But he was very much machsh of the Chafetz Chaim. That all being said, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter refused to give Haskama to Sefer Chafetz Chaim. I just asked one of the guys, hey, did you ever read the Haskamas to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim? It's usually one of the things you do if you're bored during Sefer Chafetz Chaim. See? But you ever read the Haskamas? Netziv gives the Haskama. Others give the Haskama. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter did not give a Haskama. And the reason was, he had a problem of something the Chafetz Chaim wrote. And the Chafetz Chaim hocked him afterwards. Well, can you please give me Haskama anyway? And just write in the Haskama your Ha'ara against what it says here. So Yisrael is very smart. He says, no, that's not going to work. Because many people are going to read the Sefer without reading the Haskamas. So, I can't do it. Rabbi Yisrael held this thing, which is printed ad hayom in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is so wrong, and Imamish is Machti Rabin, he refused to give a Haskama to me. Can't be Maskins. What's this thing that the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was so upset about? Chafetz Chaim writes that if a person spoke Lashon Hara about somebody else and wants to do tshuva, so you should go to the person and talk to him about your Lashon Hara you did and ask for mechila. Now the Chafetz Chaim writes that in a case of where the person knows you spoke Lashon Hara against him, but also in a case where the guy does not know you spoke Lashon Hara against him. Reuven spoke Lashon Hara about Shimon. Shimon never knew it. Right? Lashon Hara is behind your back most of the time. Shimon never found out that Reuven spoke Lashon Hara against him. So the Chafetz Chaim says, in order to get Mechila, you have to go to him, ask for Mechila, and tell him what you did. You can't just say, okay, Mochi me. It's not really good enough, because what am I going to be Mochi for? You have to spell out, I did this and this, I spoke this Lashon Hara against you. Can you be Mochi me? Zot Rabbi Yisrael, what right do you have to right now cause a guy pain by telling him that you spoke Lashon Hara about this and this? He doesn't know about it. When you tell him right now that you spoke Lashon Hara against him, you're causing him pain. How could I cause him pain just for me to get Mechila? Now, for the record, when Rabbi Yisrael hocked the Chafetz Chaim on this, Chafetz Chaim had a response. He was like, I have a rye from Rabbeinu Yonah. The halach, if you look it up, the source is Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbi Yisrael said, Rabbeinu Yonah is not talking in this case. Chafetz Chaim said back, what do you mean? Rabbeinu Yonah says it in general. So Rabbi Yisrael's hanacha was, this yesod is so important and right, it can't be that this is what Rabbeinu Yonah meant. It's impossible. You have no right from Rabbeinu Yonah. It's impossible Rabbeinu Yonah would ever say a halacha that you could be pogea in someone else's kavod to bring about your own mechila. Rav Huttner talks a lot about this interaction. Actually, I brought with two svarim from Rav Huttner. He talks about it there, but he didn't have the lines I wanted. I saw quoted in his name in a different sefer. But that's a big deal. That means, from this machlokas, it's a major shmuz. That means that Rabbi Yisrael held that the Chafetz Chaim missed the boat, right? The Tzaddik Hador, the Chafetz Chaim. I gotta be careful as I say this in Hellel. Careful how you say it. But I saw it in print. Well, in the show notes. Is Rabbi Yisrael held it was such a big pagam. You can't do this. Machshel Rabim, right? In some Madrega, you're falling into that pit, that Gesher Tzar Ma'od. When it comes to your own, you want your own mechila. But how could you get your own mechila at the expense of hurting someone else's feelings? Rabbi Yisrael had this super balance. Of course a person wants mechila, right? And you have to worry about your chelek in Olam Haba and your chas v'shalom yisurim in this world. But it can't chas v'shalom be at the expense of hurting another person's feelings. That was a shmooze. I guess it took the Gadol Hador from the previous generation, Rabbi Yisrael, to give over to the Chafetz Chaim. Hey, Lemaisa, you can't do that. And if it's such a balance that Gedolei Olam, that Rabbi Yisrael versus the Chafetz Chaim, they struggle with such things, Alach is Kama V'Kama, it's a Gesher Tzar Ma'od for us, that when we're evaluating how I act vis-a-vis another person, you have to be so careful that one thing which you might say to one person might be the greatest joke, but to somebody else is the most hurtful insult. And Hu Adin, a person has to be careful of the balance. A lot of times we get caught up in our own life, our own world. We don't realize we might be stepping on the toes of other people. And to be so careful, chas v'shalom, not to hurt another person's feelings, is definitely a big, important, perhaps the most important area people should focus on, especially coming to Yom HaNaran. How can I be a better person interacting with another person? Chas v'shalom, I shouldn't be pogel to some degree in his feelings. And Bez Hashem, if we're all careful about other people's feelings, not chas v'shalom to pogel, to realize other people exist, and to be careful that what might be a joke for one person is not necessarily something which is appreciated by someone else. If we're careful in other people's feelings, Bez Hashem, that should be a tremendous schus that we have coming into Yom Kippur for a Gemar Chassidut Tov.